this is now the 60th anniversary.
Right.
The event that we're commemorating tonight happened in 1947, 60 years ago, as I've been saying, the tetrahedral anniversary. Are we coming up on some kind of a political breakthrough? Is this moment kind of like the defining moment in this extraordinary turgid history of denial, 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 cover up, cover up, cover up, lie upon lie upon lie? Can you tonight give us an assessment that maybe, just maybe, there is light at the end of this tunnel and it's not the headlight of an oncoming train?
I think in the long term, let's say within a decade, that there's going to be light at the end of this tunnel. I have been skeptical for a number of years that there's going to be a kind of imminent political disclosure about the reality of UFOs. And the only reason I feel this way is that I think that sometimes people underestimate the pressures on the secret keepers themselves to try to keep a hold of this. I mean, what's happening increasingly is that you've got two very powerful forces. You have the forces of change. We are in radical revolutionary change in our civilization right now. I mean, the technology that we're living in 2007, it's almost incomprehensible even by the standards of 20 years ago. And I think that that will continue to change.
And when you say technology, are you talking about technology?
Talking about computers, talking about interconnection,
transfer,
web.
Limitations of rights, privacy, things
well,
like that?
I was actually talking about the technological changes and development of the web, I think, are creating forces that secret keepers were not anticipating a couple of generations ago. Now, there are opposite political forces. I mean, there's absolutely, in my view, the forces of kind of a political global police state that, on a transnational basis, I think, is seeking to impose itself. I see the legal revolution in the United States over the last 6 years as part of that process to kind of transform our culture and indeed global culture to be under a kind of a different, possibly more repressive sort of political order.
Eavesdropping without warrants.
Exactly.
Like that.
But there are different forces at play. And there are cultural changes that have been taking place along in UFO belief systems. I mean, my feeling is I'm noticing a much greater sense of openness, even here in the United States, on this topic of UFOs. And I'm really wondering, regarding the ABC treatment of Out of the Blue that you were just referring to, I do suspect that there's a kind of a cultural sea change that may be taking place. Regarding what's going on now, the political situation, just to answer your original question, I certainly don't see it coming from the current presidential administration. Absolutely not. And I don't see it coming from a subsequent administration. I think that unless there's a crisis, some huge event that's just absolutely undeniable.
Don't you see some dots here that are kind of interesting? I mean, look what happened. We had Paul Hellyer.
Right.
Who is not a non-entity. You know, we used to call those, when I worked for Cronkite, trial balloons.
Right.
You know, you run up the flagpole and see whose salutes was the old Madison Avenue thing. Hellyer was greeted not with derision, but with respect in many quarters. People were listening because, you know, the former defense minister of Canada
right.
is not somebody you can dismiss lightly. Then you have the Hout memo, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to ask you an off-the-wall question. Is it possible that we're dealing not with the kind of chance of political fortunes, but a long-term plan? I find it remarkable that the Hout memo comes out in the 60th year of Roswell. And the reason I find it remarkable is because these numbers, this numerology, mm-hmm. we find in many other areas of government operation, particularly in NASA, which is part of the new book on NASA that I'm going to release this fall. Is it possible that Hout's careful memo was designed to be released this year on this anniversary to initiate the next phase of someone's long-range plan?
Well, when we say release, we have to ask, released by whom?
Well, it was ostensibly commissioned because he thought he was dying.
Right.
He was putting it away for the future. Everyone has said it was to be released only on the occasion of his death.
Right.
But how do we know? I mean, I was listening the other night when
you seem to be implying, though, that it's beyond the decision of his immediate family. That
yes,
it's
exactly. It's like the Colonel Corso book that had the foreword by Strom Thurmond,
right.
Who then said, wait a minute, I didn't read that darn thing. I don't know. And
exactly.
Take it out of there. But it passed the smell test. In other words, everybody who read it because of Strom Thurmond, you can't take back that they read it because of Strom Thurmond. So if you're looking at time-release aspirin, I mean, let me cut to the chase. There's a document that we found as part of our work called the Brookings Report, which was commissioned by NASA in 1959
right.
of the prestigious think tank. And it basically said that there would require a period of acculturization, that you'd have to basically get everybody kind of in sync to the idea we're not alone. And it would take maybe a couple generations, including educational programs, informational transfers, television shows, movies, radio, whatever. In other words, what I guess I'm asking is us sitting here tonight discussing Roswell with all these thousands of people milling around this town with a much more serious approach by mainstream media, ergo the ABC, you know, airing of that
Indeed.
Special
okay.
tonight,
mm-hmm.
and the Hout memo, are you maybe a little bit, shall we say, negative in terms of what might happen the next year or two or three or four?
Well, yes, I think that my opinion is probably here in Roswell this weekend considered more negative than most because I just don't see a disclosure happening. And actually, I have to honestly say that I don't see this as part of a concerted effort at disclosure. I could be wrong, and I reserve the right to be wrong in the future. I've been wrong about things in the past, so it wouldn't be the first time.
Several months ago,
I don't see the political powers as actually having control in this issue. My sources that I talk to, some of them are very well connected, have indicated to me again and again that the real power is actually beyond government and is privately held, and that actually it's hard to determine which government players, including the president, have really authority over this issue.
But if I'm right, if there was a long-term plan formulated in 1947 that was extra-governmental, you know, it has often been said presidents come and go, but the bureaucracy
remains, right.
you know, then the timetable I'm referring to is not by the people we elect at all.
Well, I won't argue that vociferously against you. I mean, we have to wait and see. I'm not totally persuaded.
Are you willing to be surprised?
I would be surprised if a disclosure, an open disclosure, happened anytime soon. Soon, I mean within the next 5 years.
Okay.
Now, having said that, I fervently believe
you know
that it's going to happen.
The next 5 years.
2012.
2012.